Tuesday, November 25th, 2026. It is 6 p.m. I'm going to call the meeting to order. Present, we have myself, Gina Lyon, Marilyn Prue, and Jacqueline Lorien. Ellis Merchant is not able to join us tonight. He is on a hunting trip. Changes to the agenda, additions or deletions?
I don't have anything.
I don't either. Privilege of the floor, Jacqueline?
Nothing.
Okay. Minutes from the regular Board of Trustees meeting dated November 11th, 2025.
They look perfect. I'm fine with them.
I agree. I make a motion to approve the minutes for the regular Board of Trustees meeting that happened on November 11th, 2025, as presented.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Bills and warrants.
I've looked over the bills and warrants, and I make a motion to approve them as presented.
I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Adopt the Board of Abatement Rules of Procedure. So at the last meeting, I had said that we had a property that needed, they submitted paperwork for an abatement hearing. When I was researching it a little bit, I was going to do it, the hearing tonight. However, it appears that we never, or we don't have on file or on record a Board of Abatement Rules of Procedure that we should adopt before we proceed with having this abatement hearing. And it actually worked out pretty good because Sheila said that she thinks there might be another property within that campground that might be doing an abatement. She needs to reach out to them because they didn't pay the taxes, which is really unusual. So I had found these in our shared drive. Sheila and I went through, we read the state statutes, everything in them coincides to how they should appropriately. We, in under number one for purpose, Board of Abatement, we put in parentheses who that will consist of, which are village trustees, a village clerk, and the justice of the peace. So that would be our civil authority board. So I guess I would just ask that you review those, and then if we're okay with them, I'd like to have them adopted so that we can proceed with warning and the abatement hearing. It looks like I'm going to try to do it not at our next meeting, but on the 23rd of December at 5:45 before our regular 6 o'clock meeting.
Okay. I had looked these over, and I have no problem with it.
Okay.
So if we want to adopt them tonight, that's fine.
Okay. Yep, that's my hope. So then we can adopt them, and then that will give me enough time to get the, we'll see about that second property, because if we're going to do it, I'd like to do it this two at once. It isn't going to take us long, because we'll have to ask a justice of the peace to join us, which we've already reached out to somebody, and they said that they could make themselves available, so okay. I think we'll be fine.
Now, is this something that's just done once, or does it have to be reviewed?
No, once we adopt them, it'll be fine. So this is something that was started back in 2024 that apparently wasn't finished.
Okay.
And I vaguely remember a conversation about it, and I vaguely remember seeing them, but they were never presented to us as being final. And we did do an abatement hearing.
That's correct.
Yeah. At that same time. So I think this is just to get it in our records and to have an actual signature on it, because right now we don't have anything.
Okay.
But the abatement hearing that we did have in 2024, we did appropriately. I just would like to get these actually on our books.
Yep.
in our records.
So I can just make a motion to adopt the Village of Barton Board of Abatement Rules of Procedures.
Okay. I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Letter G, approve the Community National Bank Hydro line of credit. So we received, I think Sheila might have mentioned it at our last meeting, because we had to pay the interest that was due on that line of credit.
Yes.
Okay, so we did talk about this. The Community Bank Holly Pepin was able to generate the new line of credit forms to so that we can continue to have it, because obviously the hydro project is not done, and we are just now working on the bond application for the bond vote mm-hmm. that was passed and so forth. Eli
Emerson.
Thank you, Emerson from Primer.
Yep, Primer Piper.
Yes. Has reviewed these, and everything looked kosher on his end. He's done them for us in the past. And so we just need to get fresh signatures on these and get these to Holly so that we can continue to draw off on the line of credit for those hydro expenses related to the upgrade project.
Okay. Did the interest stay the same? Or
it came down.
It came down. I thought it was higher than that when we first
yep.
had
no,
it.
Yeah, no, it did come down.
Great.
Yep.
So I will make a motion to approve the Community National Bank Hydro line of credit as presented.
Okay, I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
So Sheila's not here, but she'll have to sign as the treasurer, so I'll leave these on her desk and connect with her tomorrow, because I'm not in the office.
Okay.
So that we can get these signed and get these off to,
Is it Holly?
Holly. Yep. So this is Sheila. Looks like we just need to sign here. Sign there. And I think this is the last one, Marilyn.
Okay. If we missed one, I'm sure
they'll let us
know.
They will. They definitely will. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. Department operations updates. Ready, Jacqueline?
I am more than ready.
I'm not speaking as fast because I'm tired, but,
yeah.
So for the office, we have a new billing schedule that has been finalized that's going to allow us to produce and send our electric and water sewer monthly bills on the same date starting next month.
That's funny. That's not even on your list. The office is not on your list.
It's not?
No.
Did I give you the wrong list? Because it's on mine.
Yeah, you must have. It's not on the list.
Oh,
it starts
no.
with DPW, Public Works.
I must have not hit save.
That's hilarious. No, it's fine, though. It's easy to...
I will send it to you.
No, it's good.
I'm sorry. That's what happens when you do it last minute.
So you were saying that all of the billing is now in alignment. Water,
yes.
Sewer alignment.
Well, it's going to be. So this will be starting next month. So in December, we'll be able to... hopefully, I mean, we still have to work with Metro Presort because we won't have our sorting machine in-house and whatnot yet, but we will be processing them on the same day. They will have the same due dates, so that it will reduce our postage expense and so forth. Took a little bit of figuring out and doing some different dates and so forth, but we've got it down and we're moving forward with it. We are starting to get quotes. I've reached out to one company so far. They played phone tag with me today to see about getting a sorting machine and so forth to help with us so that we can bring the billing process back in-house rather than having a company out in California do it. Because now when we want to do any inserts, we have to pay extra money to do an insert. And it's just, we're finding that there's a delay with mailing. And so I think this is going to help the overall picture to be more efficient and cost savings.
What was the name of the machine?
It's a mail sorter.
A mail sorter, that's
yep.
what I think.
Yep. I'm not here tomorrow, so I forwarded the voicemail, my last voicemail from them. It's a company that we actually did business with before, so we already sort of have an account with them, so they're wanting to work with us. And they're in Lebanon, New Hampshire, West Leb, and so they aren't that far away, and if we have any issues with the machine, they'll send a technician right up. We won't have to, like, wait for somebody out of... you know, Boston or something like that. So
how does the mail sorter work, though?
I don't know. That's why I'm waiting to get all that information.
I think they used to have one here in the office, and I think they used to bill water, sewer, and electric at the same time.
Oh.
But they couldn't, you'd still get them separately because it's just...
Stuffing them.
So...
Yeah, you have to. So I think what we would have to do is it's going to take a little bit of finagling. We're going to have to take the two files, merge them into one, sort them alphabetically, and then those customers that have both, we're going to have to pull them out, and then you'd have to change it so the sorter isn't doing just one page, they're doing two pages.
Yep.
So I think it can be done.
And then what if they have six pages?
You'd have to...
Pull them out.
You'd have to, right, and then you set your sorter. So like the old machine I used to work with a little bit, I recall it because it came from it was a donation from North Country Hospital. They were getting rid of it, so I scarfed it and brought it here. You set the job up to however many pages you needed or wanted, and it would do it for you.
So you might have different batches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you say, this is one pile that's getting two pages, this pile's getting four because we're doing a mail insert or whatever.
Yep.
And you can just set it up as a different job. And
right. Well, because like a lot of like apartment houses or like Memphis Magog Rentals owns many buildings. So they might have 15 sheets that can go into one or two envelopes.
Yeah. So for those big accounts, I mean, we know the girls know those big accounts. We'll just have to look at them, go through them, and pull them because those aren't going to go into a regular windowed envelope. Those are going to go in a manila envelope.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still, in the end, that's going to save us money for postage. Right. You figure, what is a stamp right now? 80?
Is it some?
I don't know.
That's a lot.
It's a lot. So if you're doing
it all up. absolutely.
You know, one for each, whatever.
Right, absolutely.
You know, so, but.
Yep. I think you can put 5 sheets to a first class envelope.
Yep. So it's funny that you say that. So that mailing, so we just did the water sewer. I think we talked about this at the last meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We brought the water sewer bills in-house for this last run because we had to send the notice of violation letter from the state due to the TTHM level increase, as well as the notice about those that either have the galvanized water mm-hmm. service lines or the unknown, which was another requirement of the state. And so we brought that in house. We did a lot of sorting on our own because so many people got this letter, so many people got that letter, all people got this notice. When we did that, where they were still pretty thick, and I said, before we stick a second stamp on these, let's bring them up because mm-hmm. there were some that got, 6, and then there were like some that only got 5. And I want to say the ones with 6, we were just barely under.
I was going to say, it's like 5 or 6.
And they said, if you'd put one more piece of paper in there, you would have had to have done additional.
Yep.
So we got very lucky there.
Yep.
We also took some where we could, and I did back-to-back, so it was an additional sheet of paper. Mm-hmm. It was...
Good
I think
idea.
They went out on a pink, light color pink paper too.
Okay.
So that reduced it a little bit, but
great.
Yeah, it was a project, but we got it done.
Mm-hmm.
We got it done, and the state was happy that we met the deadline. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, MERC grant project is in full swing. Today we had the entire building being worked on by 3 different contracting companies. So it was a bit hectic, but it's all worked out, and I've gone through after, I guess, the last contractors left here. Bless you.
Excuse me.
A little after 4, and I went through and I walked through the entire building just to make sure that they had locked up and lights were off and so forth. And they had. So it was busy in here. Busy, busy, busy. The girls are being troopers, but it's been crazy. Department of Public Works. Salt sand shed was supposed to be delivered with installation to begin today. We have not seen it. I called and left a message for Engineer Tyler yesterday, and I have not received a return call. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. The good thing is if it does show up, which I don't know because of Thanksgiving holiday, I think the weather is supposed to be good through the rest of this week. And I don't know what the installation is going to take because they're bringing their own crew. I don't know if they're going to have it done in a day or 2 days. I have no idea. But I'm hoping Tyler will reach out. I called him on my personal cell and gave him both my personal cell and my work cell number. So hopefully he'll get a hold of me. If not, I can reach out to him in the next, either tomorrow or Friday. Our backhoe did need to get shipped to Borgard Equipment in Colchester. That got shipped on Wednesday, November 19th. Andy did not have an update as of today when I asked him about what did they find, how long do they think they're going to need it. He was going to go call them when he left here about 2:30 this afternoon, but that's still out. Water treatment, the generator project, I just confirmed with Brookfield Services. It's scheduled to begin and it will happen on Thursday, December 4th and Friday, December 5th. Coordinating everything with Andy for DPW because he's going to be doing the digging work. If we don't have our backhoe back, we've made arrangements to rent Orleans' backhoe again, thankfully. Also coordinated with John Morley for the electrical work and so forth that needs to be done. Stan Welch from Tailwater Engineering. He is scheduled to be joining us via a Teams meeting, so I'll have my laptop out here at our next meeting on the 9th, and this will be to discuss and answer any questions that we may have regarding the possible blending of our well water. This kind of goes back to, they had given us a proposal with X amount of dollars. Essentially, these are the way I understand it, and he'll better explain it to you. We need to proceed this way to be able to be eligible to apply for any funding through the State Water Revolving Fund. So he and I talked, and we just thought it would be best that he join us, and we have a discussion about possibilities and what his recommendations are. When I last talked with him, it was via email. He did make it sound like it is a very good possibility. It is a possibility that we could do this blending. We'd need water softeners, and it doesn't sound like it's too much of an expensive project. But mm-hmm. Again, he can elaborate and discuss more.
Great.
That night's going to be busy, though. So wastewater, Mike Maynard from Aldridge and Elliott is going to be here and is going to join us on the 9th after. And he knows that we already have a Teams meeting scheduled with the other company. He'll be joining us to discuss the wastewater project, the bond vote, informational meetings, and so forth. I'm going to extend the invite to the Glover Select Board
mm-hmm.
to come and join us, and I will work with Sheila to come up with a formal, agreement or proposal for next year. Yeah. We did 2 to 3 years? Did we do?
An average?
Yeah.
It's a three. I think we had a three-year average, and I think that's what we were going to go with to start with.
For 2026.
Right, and then if further on down the road, once we had better numbers or that type of thing, then we could go maybe to a 5-year average billing.
Okay, and then at the end of the year we would true up or whatever, like?
I don't think we really even need a true up with this.
You think we're going to be pretty close?
Right, because the next, like, so 2025 will be on there, and 2026 it'll kind of true up itself as it goes along.
Okay. All right.
So
that'll give us time to, and hopefully they can join us on the 9th. I don't know when do they meet. Oh, when's noon?
It's not the same day as
okay,
us.
Okay. So. Perfect.
Because we had gone there, and we didn't not have a meeting here. So.
Right. Yep. Now, and I think Sheila's already done this part.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
so. It's just a matter of having them come here and maybe having a formal something to give to them.
Right.
Okay. So that's on my to-do.
Yeah, we'll have to be hitting budgets here for everything right off.
Yep. We're aware, actually talked about it in passing today because, like I said, I was up in the attic and everywhere else. And yeah. We know we need to dive into them and get them started. So it's a good time to get them in here and get that going too.
Yep.
So for electric, nothing official, but just for some emails that I've gotten from Eli Emerson and Steve Farnham at BEPSA, it appears our approved rate increase by the PUC is going to be a little bit less than what we had originally requested, but we're awaiting an official response from the department.
Can you tell me what the request was and what they might land on?
We asked 5.61. I think it's coming in at 4.21. I think it's either 4.21 or 4.12. So I think we're going to have to, so we've already emailed El Dorado or Gretchen with El Dorado to say we're going to have to issue the 1.whatever% overage
credits.
As credits. So we're trying to get ahead of that before we get the official.
I think that's been done through El Dorado.
It didn't sound too promising.
Okay.
The email I saw. It's going to take a little bit of work.
Okay.
It might be a manual process.
Did they say why they didn't? I mean, it's such an insignificant amount that...
We haven't gotten anything official. It's just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. You just don't know?
Yeah.
Wow. Just trying to be proactive and start planning about what we're going to need to do and how we're going to do it because, yeah, it's coming. But better than them to say none at all.
Right.
Right? Hydra Project. Fortunately, I got a little bit of discouraging news today. Troy Boiler is, they have started the fabrication of our penstock, but they are behind schedule. Originally, they were hoping to have the delivery date be December 1st. They're bumping it now to December 15th. So that means their substantial completion of the project will more than likely go into the new year. I talked to Dennis DeRocher with Fairbanks Mill 4:45 tonight. I returned his call. And we talked about it a little bit. He's disappointed, but, you know, what can we do?
Right, nothing we can do.
Troy Boiler has the reducer end of it completed, and they wanted to know if they wanted them to ship it so we could do that. But Dennis says it just doesn't make sense. Why would we truck it and then have them truck it all at once? Because it's not like they can... It has to go in together. Mm-hmm. So I'll just have to let Bepson know that, you know, we were hoping to be back on middle of December, but it's not looking so much now. But, you know, we're looking 2, maybe 3 weeks. So, mm-hmm. You know, it's to be expected. Dennis Fortin sent an email to the board today, today, basically updating the same info. So... the saddles are continuing to be poured, though, for the new penstock, so that's good. We'll be ready for when it comes in. That's all I have for department updates.
And they can't use the one that was refurbished penstock to do anything?
No, because you can't turn on just that one.
You can. Okay.
No. Other business? I don't have any. Do you have any?
I do not.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's not the time. Oh. Sorry.
What? Do you have something?
I should have asked earlier.
It's okay. I'm opening it back up to you. Go ahead.
Will we be doing Christmas music?
That is the plan.
I love Christmas.
Yes. Yes. Andy asked me yesterday if you could put up the lights or if you had to wait till after Thanksgiving, and I said if you can get a bucket truck and you want to put them up, put them up. So I think you might see them go up tomorrow.
It's supposed to be good weather tomorrow.
That's why he wants to do it tomorrow, mm-hmm. And I think he has the bucket truck coming tomorrow, or he'll have it, so I think that's his plan. And yes, we just need to, I guess Andy sets it up and he puts it on a timer or something like that, or...
So, it only goes for 4 hours.
Okay.
On, like, if he's using Pandora or Spotify, I'm not quite sure. It's a free... It's whatever is free.
Yep.
Is what was always done so that, you know, the village isn't incurring, even though it's just a month, you know. It only goes on, stays on for 4 hours, but...
Then you have to say, I'm still listening.
Yeah. You know, like Netflix or something. So, if you were to reset it, or the girls were, office ladies were to reset it, or say, yes, I'm still listening, at like, because you're out of here at 4, right? So say you reset it at 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, it'll end at 7, which seems like a reasonable, non-disturbing time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But that was all, because I remember last year, it was like, why isn't it on? Why isn't it on? And then it was figured out that, oh, it's on a timer. Well, not a timer, but the system. You know, just like what you
somebody
said.
Somebody wasn't here to hit that button.
Right.
I will probably more than likely still be here after then, so I can go,
I'll just keep messaging you. You still there?
Dana, are you still there? Your music's not playing.
Hit the button.
I'll hit the button.
Yeah, throw it out the door.
Yes, that is our plan. And I'm sure we'll have people that are happy with it, but I think it's a tradition and it's a nice tradition. And there are people that have said, I really hope you do it because we love it. We enjoy it. And I've got to touch base with Gigi Pogany. She come in and asked me if it was okay for her to decorate the gazebo. I said, absolutely. She just wants to put like some wreathy pine coney stuff in the empty boxes. And she says she's got lights and stuff. And I'm like, let me know when you want to do it. I'll help you. We were going to shoot for two different times now. And the weather was either really bad or she couldn't do it or I couldn't do it. But I got to reach out to her. Maybe it's something we can do this weekend.
She's really creative.
She really is. And then I bought a bunch of stuff to put out in our office and out front and whatnot. So I hope everybody's okay with the Grinch. I thought he was cute. And
Grinch is awesome.
Okay, well, that's what I got. That's what's going on. Anywho, so yes, we're working on that. Okay, so I do have a need to go into executive session for personnel. Just need to give you an update. Nothing for legal. So it is 6:31, Tuesday, November 25th. I am going to make a motion that we go into executive session to discuss personnel under 1 VSA State Statute 313A3.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.